back on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Greg Arias joining us. He's from Pro Football Spot. Been covering the Titans since 2002. He's the editor and lead writer for Pro Football Spot for the Tennessee Titans. Greg, first of all, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you joining the program today.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and glad to be with you.
Yeah, no worries. So, obviously, huge comeback last week in Kansas City, as my co-host Scott Engel said before the break, first time since 1957 that a road team had overcome an 18-point deficit. They find themselves now going into the hornet's nest. It's New England in January, where they have over an 800 winning percentage. So, what do the Titans need to do to get this ball rolling in the positive direction for them?
Well, it starts with a simple stat that I found this week. In the Titans' 10 wins this season, they have rushed the football collectively, not necessarily one individual, but collectively as a team, for 148 or more yards per game. Conversely, New England, in their three losses this year, have given up 148 or more rushing yards to an opponent in their three losses. So I think that's the key right there. Run the football with Derrick Henry. Obviously, you're going to have a little bit from Marcus Mariota. And if you get something out of some of the receivers on the jet sweeps and things of that nature, that's all well and good also.
Do you think that's a great stat, did the Patriots like – may have uncovered that as well, you know, in their pregame research, and, you know, maybe they come out and try to throw the ball to set up the run?
Well, I think certainly you have to be able to throw the football to help with the run game, because obviously Belichick and New England are smart guys. They know this as well as I do. If I can find the stat, I know they've got it. But I really think it comes back to the run, because this passing offense this year, other than Delanie Walker, has not really been spectacular. There have been games where certain individual players would have a good game, but collectively it's not been good. And if you look at Marcus Mariota's numbers, they've not been good this year compared to what he was a season ago and where everybody thought he would be this year. Now, he's capable of having one of those days, and I think he needs to throw the football, but it's going to come back to being effective and running the football, because if they can do that, then it opens up some things with the play action that they like to do. But if there's no threat of running the football, then the play action and all that other stuff kind of go out the window, in my mind, against the Patriots in this setting.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Let me ask you this. You hit on it already. If coming into the season, if we was to identify three quarterbacks that were kind of next onto us to ascend, it would have been like Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, and Marcus Mariota. All three of them had bad results as you look at back at their seasons. What do you think exactly happened with Mariota? Was it the injuries this year, or did he just regress, or was it lack of coaching? What happened?
I think a lot of it has to do with injuries. You look at he and Derek's Carr specifically, those two guys suffered almost an identical injury on the same day last season, and both of them have kind of struggled this year. So I think that's some of it. Now, Marcus would never tell you that or use that as an excuse. He's not that kind of guy. He's just going to, you know, tell you that he's played poorly this year, which I think some of that is true, but I think a lot of it has to do with that and the fact he's dealt with the hamstring injury, which at times has limited his ability to run. And for this offense to be at its maximum best, the at least threat of him being able to take off and hurt you with the run has to be there. And when that has not been, teams have said, okay, we let you stay in the pocket and throw the football, and we're going to defend you. And he's not done as good of a job this year picking out receivers and doing things in that setting, because he doesn't have that option, and they don't have to maybe dedicate or at least be aware of him taking off and running the football when he's been injured.
We're with Greg Arias from Pro Football Spot. He's covering the Titans since 2002. It's at Greg Arias, PFS for Pro Football Spot. So, look, you're never going to go into a game thinking, how do we shut down Tom Brady? It's just, how do we limit it? Part of it is what you've already talked about. Let's try and get the ball rolling. Let's get up to 150 rushing yards. Keep him off the field. Best defense is a good offense in this instance. But they also have Jarrell Casey, who's a big weapon and can create some discomfort for Tom Brady amongst other quarterbacks by pressing the pocket. So I would imagine that them trying to neutralize Casey is going to be a big part of New England's game plan. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think you have to first stop Jarrell Casey and second protect the edges against Morgan and Arakpo. And Dick LeBeau obviously has some exotic blitzes. He's a master of the zone blitz and things like that. So he's going to throw some things, but it's nothing that Brady has not seen before and nothing that New England won't be expecting. But if you limit Jarrell Casey and the push he gets in the middle, then I think that's the first step. Because you keep him from getting pressure, the outside guys then have to come around the edges, which obviously it takes longer to get there, and Brady is so good at picking the spot, throwing the football, getting it out quickly, that I don't think the edge rush is going to be that big of a factor today. And the other thing is, for the Titans, you have to kind of figure out a way to at least slow down or do something with Rob Gronkowski, because the Titans have struggled against tight ends. They were struggling last week against Travis Kelce before he got knocked out of the game. And you can't really rely on knocking Gronk out of the game to be the way to stop it.
How much of a key factor is Kevin Byard going to be today? Obviously, the bulletin board material that he put up that I think was taken out of context. It's not like he was comparing Tom Brady to Blake Bortles, but saying it's his job to just make the quarterback look bad. Plus, Adoree Jackson, you know, this is a big assignment for him. Do you think that the Patriots are looking at this secondary as like the one weakness they're going to pick on? Because the front seven has been pretty darn sturdy all year.
I would think so. The secondary is the weak spot for this team. Of course, you've got Logan Ryan, who has missed a couple of games with injuries. He's a former Patriot. They know him. He knows them. I think they're going to look at Adoree Jackson. I think if I'm Tom Brady, I don't necessarily look to pick on, and I know he's a safety, but if you've got him lined up in coverage, pick on Kevin Byard, because he's the one guy back there that's proven that he has a nose for the football and can make some plays. So not that Brady will avoid him, but I think they're going to try to work on Adoree Jackson today first and foremost, because he is the young guy. Now, he has some talent. He's played better as the season has gone on, but he's a little bit undersized and he's still inexperienced. So I think that's where they start out working with him. And then, of course, obviously Gronkowski in the middle of the field doing some things, and I think the Titans probably start with a linebacker on him early on. Jayon Brown, I would think, would be the guy that would get that assignment. The question is, can Brown, who's undersized compared to Gronkowski, do anything with him, and are the Titans going to have to try to double-team him? But the secondary, if I'm New England, is definitely where I'm looking at.
Hey, Greg, I think for the most part, I think the Titans' season is going to come to an end today. So, looking forward to the offseason for this team, I had a couple of questions. Number one, do you think this entire coaching staff returns? And number two, where do you think DeMarco Murray is at next season?
Two good questions. To answer the first, no, I don't think the entire coaching staff returns. I think that will be something that will come down from Amy Adams Strunk and from John Robinson. There needs to be some changes, and I think the two positions, and this is just my opinion, I don't have this based on any good information from team sources, but I think you're looking at offensive coordinator and quarterback coach are the two positions that I feel like probably get changed in the coaching shuffle. And as far as DeMarco Murray, great question. He had a great season a year ago. Mike Mularkey is a very loyal guy. I think John Robinson is also. DeMarco obviously hasn't been as good this season. If the numbers are right, I think they bring him back. But if the numbers aren't, if he wants more money than they're willing to pay for what they feel like his role will be, then he's probably going to be expendable and be gone from this team. But I think they wouldn't mind having him now as a backup to Derrick Henry, because obviously we've seen what Henry can do when he's motivated to go out and do it. And of course he has to go out and try to prove it again today. But he seems to have cemented himself at least in the conversation to be the starter next year. And with DeMarco getting up in age, and we know how that happens with running backs, obviously probably his best football now is behind him.
Yeah, can I squeeze one more in quickly. Corey Davis, when he got healthy towards the back end of the season, we really didn't see the kind of numbers we expected from the top-all draft pick.
That's true, but I think some of that has to do with the rookie learning curve. He missed so much time in training camp in the season that he wasn't able to be where he should have been at the late portion of the season when he finally got healthy.
All right.
Good stuff from Greg Arias from Pro Football Spot. He's the editor and lead writer at Pro Football Spot, covering the Tennessee Titans since 2002. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Arias, PFS. Greg, enjoy the game tonight. It's a tough assignment, but this is why they play the games, right? Anything can happen. So thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again down the road. We'll come back after the break and recap what Greg just gave us. So it's Mike Scott and Corey on the Roto Experts.